Welcome to Hive Mind. I'm Meg. I'm here with Emily. This is a pop culture pop-in. Hey, Emily. How are you?
Hi. Very happy to be here in my own house.
We're on Zoom.
Business.
Everything's terrible. Who cares? Guys,
we're just doing our own thing. All right. Well, big week, Meg. Big pop culture week.
Okay. So tell me, what are the haps?
Okay, I felt like there were a couple weeks there where we were like, what do we talk about? Nothing's going on. But maybe like everyone else, celebrities just don't want drama during Christmas.
Yeah, I think that's actually true. I think that celebrity lifestyle blogs have a really hard time during the holidays.
Yeah.
Trying to find content.
They wore the same sweater they wore last year is all they can find. So this week, something popped up in Dumois that I sent to Meg and both of us had a no, thank you about it.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Which was Dumois, the word on the street with Dumois is Bill Hader, who we all love, is dating Anna Kendrick, who has the worst reputation.
Does she have the worst reputation?
Everyone on Dumois hates Anna Kendrick. They said the word used to describe her is always a brat.
Really? Like to service industry employees?
Says she's not nice. She is very rude. She's aware that she's a celebrity. She's not cool about it. But you didn't know that and you still were into them dating? Why is that?
I was just like an age difference issue for me.
Is there a big one?
I don't know. It feels like there is, but maybe there's not.
Well, let's see. Anna Kendrick is, let me tell you how old she is.
I'm
going to
guess 35.
36.
36.
And then Bill Hader is, you remember when Bill Hader was dating Summer Bilson them? Okay, Bill Hader's only 43. That's not that big.
That's not that bad.
Years. That's me and my husband, for the record, 7 years.
I think the energy's different. I don't know. It feels like a mismatch to me.
Yeah, it feels like a mismatch to me because from all accounts and purpose, Bill Hader's really nice and kind and everyone likes him. He's level-headed and everything. I mean, I've never met Anna Kendrick. I don't know her. I'm just saying simply from what I've read on the internet, she is not nice or cool.
That is disappointing to hear.
Remember when she was in Twilight?
Yeah.
Her greatest role was all downhill from there.
I liked Pitch Perfect. Maybe that's not popular anymore, but I liked her.
Pitch Perfect was fun. Look, I kind of liked Noelle, that Christmas show she was in with Bill Hader.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That was years ago.
Yeah, but maybe that's when they realized they liked each other. Because he was still married then. Okay. He got divorced recently. After he got divorced, he was dating Summer Bilson.
Of the OC.
Of the OC fame. And it was Summer Bilson, right? She's dating Hayden. You know, remember he was Darth Vader. He was Anakin Skywalker, her baby.
That's who she's currently dating?
That's who she has a baby with. They were together for a really long time.
Okay. Well,
did you know that?
I didn't know that. But she was with Bill Hader and they broke up and now he's with Anna Kendrick.
That's the word on the street. Mm-hmm. And it does make me Hayden Christensen. That's his name.
Hayden Christensen.
So anyway, I just liked her better because did you ever watch Heart of Dixie? A terrible show from the CW.
No, but people love it.
Okay. It's bad, but I also really enjoyed it. Yeah. And she was really fun in it.
I watched both seasons of Emily in Paris and would watch again. So I'm not
love it,
casting
hate it,
any
would
stones.
Would watch it again. Would watch it again. Like, it's easy. Do you like to eat stuff, Doritos? Then you'll like Emily in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Doritos with a French accent.
Have we talked about Alfie? So hot.
He is hot. I think I'm still standing Gabrielle, if I'm being honest.
I truly can't wait to see what happens. And I am not joking when I say that.
I know. How long do we have to wait for season 3?
They already got picked up for 3 and 4. So hopefully they're going to move it on.
When is Selling Sunset season 4 coming?
I think the last half is supposed to be coming soon. I don't know, like this month. I thought it was this month. But speaking of Selling Sunset, this is old news. That's new news to me. So I'm going to bring it up. I told Meg I had to talk about it. Remember when Chrishell and Jason were dating and then they broke up? Because they had differences of opinions about starting a family.
Truly, one of the most chaotic Instagram posts of all time was Jason Oppenheim's breakup post.
Just insane. So then after that, Chrishell and her new Cars co-star Emma went to Mexico together as a breakup / Emma's birthday party. Great. All that's old news, right? What I just found out this week was on the girls trip with Chrishell from TV Selling Sunset with Cindy Crawford.
What?
And her daughter. And I just cannot Kaya? Understand. Yes, Kaya and Cindy. I cannot understand how this group got together. And I am desperate for answers. There's all these pictures of them like at group dinners together. Like, what is Cindy Crawford and Chrishell talking about? I need to know. I need answers and I need them now. If anyone knows anything about Chrishell and Cindy Crawford being friends, is it the Emma of it all? Like, is Emma somehow friends with the Gerber Crawfords? That's how they all got into the same group together? I can't figure it out. I've Googled it extensively. I don't understand. I understand it less than I understand. I understand more why Chrishell wanted to date Jason than I understand how Cindy and Chrishell ended up together.
Listen, I promised myself I would never bring up Taylor Swift on this podcast ever again. But remember that phase that she had, like every female celebrity roughly around her age, they were all in like a squad together.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Maybe Chrishell's forming a squad.
With people, yeah, I guess a squad of people with the first name C's. That's her squad.
The C squad. I cannot find a release date for season 5. As of December, they had not announced when season 5 would be released, but I swear they said January at the end of season 4.
Well, Mary just hinted it would be back very soon.
What does that mean, Mary?
Mary said, impatiently counting down the days till we get season 5. We are ready for it.
I am. I know I am. I need it. I'm out of shows.
Oh, really? I'm on to new shows. I got new shows I'm watching. They're all terrible.
Are you watching Yellow Jackets?
No, should I?
The internet loves it.
The internet loves it. But the same internet who told me they loved Yellow Jackets told me they loved another show I hated.
What?
That one that we watched with the girl with the bad wig.
It could be any show.
Did a whole podcast about it.
Cruel Summer?
Yes. They loved Cruel Summer. I hated Cruel Summer. I'm watching.
I think those are two different internets. What? Sorry.
Yeah, they're two. I'm watching Righteous Gemstones is back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's better than ever, baby.
Do you, speaking of Bill Hader, is Barry coming back?
I thought Barry was done.
Really?
I thought so, but I don't know much about. I mean, I could be wrong on that one. Okay. I don't keep up on Barry. Barry
causes me a lot of stress. I liked Barry. I never loved Barry.
Barry really stresses me out.
Yeah.
I have a hard time, but I know it's really good. Do you know what I mean? Do you know shows that you're like, I understand this is a good show. I cannot get into it.
Violence is kind of tough.
I finally had to quit Sopranos. They went too far. They went too far. They're all the worst, so it's hard to root for them. I've been watching this show on BBC called All Creatures Great and Small. And if you want a blanket of a TV show, I suggest you can watch it with your kids too.
I've heard really good things.
It's so good. It really is like the coziest TV show. I really love it.
Okay. Love that. Love that.
So, you know what? We'll look into it. You guys will be back on that. So in other news, well, shows that we just watched, Cheer just came out. I watched all of Cheer 2 in 2 days.
You know, I quit halfway through season 1.
Wow. How?
It never grabbed me. It never pulled me in.
Man, I loved it. I loved season 1 like everyone else in the pandemic. We all were so grateful for season 1. Season 2 is interesting and they have to do trigger warnings constantly.
Really?
You remember season 1, the breakout star was Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry later got arrested for soliciting sex from a minor. And they talk about it in a really, they bring it up. And you know, what's really interesting, Meg, is the kids who got solicited sex from, they interview them on it and it's unreal. They're 13 years old, maybe they're 14 now, and they're twins. They're poised. It's unbelievable. They're heroes. It's brave. It's incredible to watch. Season 2 is actually like, for me, that was worth it. I think it's going to change lives.
Okay. So in other things I wasn't going to bring up, but now I feel like we have a reason to, you know, this Magnolia story where they hired Andy and Candace to do old home love, except it was called homework. All of these homeowners came forward and talked about how terrible their experience was. Magnolia said they were pulling the show. And then last week they said, no, actually, we're doing the show and we are going to make it right to everybody. And I'm wondering if that's something they're going to attempt to do on air. Are they going to try and like,
I hope so. That would be good TV.
I would watch.
I would watch that. Here's the thing. This is what, and this is, yeah, you're right. This is relevant because what Cheer did was they didn't avoid it and they didn't give the producers like, oh, here's how we feel about it. They actually let the victims talk and they gave them a whole episode and the mom and their lawyer, like they got to say what they wanted, which I loved because I'm like, they should get to say what they want. My hope for Joe and Chip, if they're listening, I hope they hit it head on and I hope that they resolve this and then they do fix the stuff. But then why would Old Home Love ever agree to that? Because then all their mistakes are going to be pointed out.
But they've already been pointed out.
But but Old Home Love is saying they're not mistakes. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, the defense has been wild. I don't know. I'm fascinated by the story. I'm fascinated to see how it plays out. And I hope at the very least the homeowners get financial compensation.
Yeah. I mean, this whole thing has been wild. If you're not in Utah, it's the only thing that mattered in Utah for 2 weeks. I think that the defense for Auntie and Candy is a lot Auntie of holes. Candy. There's a lot of holes in that defense for Andy and Candy. I don't get it. The internet's really mad at the people who came forward and were like, they ruined my house. The internet hates them, which I don't
get. The internet does?
Who? I guess I'd say part of the internet. There's been a lot of hate on those people's posts about it.
Really?
Yes. It's fascinating about how like you just want to ruin their Andy and Candy's life. But Andy and Candy put out like a statement, but they never addressed, in my opinion, they never addressed like actual concerns. They just kept being like, she was really happy when she saw the finished product. Here's a video of her being happy about the finished product. But they're never saying stuff like, yeah, the subfloor was really messed up. They don't ever, that's where I'm like, they don't own mistakes, which is why I don't know that they would let Chip and Joanna own the mistakes for them.
Yeah, I would really love to know the contract negotiations and what happened in that week, what the conversations were within that week and what the conversations with the homeowners were within that week. And I hope that is all information that comes to light soon.
I also really hope that. I mean, I know there was one couple that Andy and Candy just straight up took money from and never did anything for.
Yeah. So and then they had to pay a HELOC. It was like gnarly.
It's awful. And that's what I'm like, how is that defensible? And they keep being like, the goats is the name of the people. And the Andy and Candy will be like, the goats is a different situation. But I don't know. I feel like when there's smoke, there's fire in the scenario.
Sure.
And I would love for Chip and Joanna to do a Cheer too. Move and just address it and just be honest about it and like the victims tell their story. And if Andy and Candy have something to say, I guess maybe let them. I'd probably say no, but maybe. And then like fix what's wrong.
I mean, in my story, I reached out to them for a comment and their comment was, we look forward to telling our side of the story soon. So maybe they'll tell it on air. We'll see.
Let's hear it. All right. Well, people who are having worse days than Andy and Candy, Kim and Kanye, are they? I don't know, Andy. Had a pretty bad day. But Kim and Kanye, things really fell apart, Meg. Remember, they were divorced. It seemed okay. We all felt like, okay, it seems mutual.
Yeah.
Kanye immediately started dating Bradley Cooper's ex-girlfriend. I mean, it felt like exactly what we thought would happen. Kim, in a twist, started dating Pete Davidson. I mean, it's not really a twist. Everyone's going to date Pete Davidson.
Right. She has a picture with Martha Stewart this week.
Oh my gosh. I love Martha. Martha Stewart is on a different level.
She truly is.
The thing about Martha Stewart post. Okay. So Martha Stewart posted about Pete Davidson. He wears nail polish. Anthony from Queer Eye. And they were all together. But Martha posted, I think, a paragraph explanation about how they were at dinner. Then my favorite part, though, was she started mentioning other people who weren't in the picture. Being like, great meal with Janice. She's down for puppy bowl. A puppy bowl call out. It killed me. It killed me. There was no reason. You know when your mom
boomer energy.
Your mom tells you what your cousins are up to, and you're like, I don't care, and this had nothing to do with why I called you. That's what Martha was serving. I loved it. Anyway, Pete and Cam, apparently they're still dating. Good for them or whatever. We all thought Kanye was fine because remember he did that whole photo shoot and interview about taking a girl out on two dates.
And then there's a video of him and her hanging out with Madonna and Lloyd Mayweather and just the most random assembly of humans. And they're all just sitting in this room, like weirdly dancing together. It gave me hives, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that room at all. I don't want to be in the room where that happened. It does not seem fun. This week all. So what happened this week was it was Chicago's birthday. And Kanye posts this video about how, like, it's my daughter's birthday. Kim won't give me the address. I can't get into her birthday party. I mean, it was like, get a diary. Don't share this. This is an ex-marital dispute. Figure it out. About how the nannies are raising his kids. I mean, I don't know if Kanye's a good or a dad bad. Like, I don't know. He could be a great dad. He could be a bad dad. I have no opinion on it. What I do know is he seems pretty busy. So I don't know if kids being at his house full time is the answer, which is what he's kind of suggesting he wants. So then he gets the address from Travis Scott. He posted a video and let us know, like, Travis Scott gave me the address. So now I'm going to the birthday party.
Great.
Everyone's like, Kim is over this drama. She did not tell him. He said he wanted to celebrate Chicago that afternoon. So she had a birthday party in the morning. Of course, he always could have come. So that all happened. And then in the same breath of that all happening, Kanye West puts out a diss track about Pete Davidson.
Love it.
I think he's not well. I would say I don't know if he's doing well. He writes this line that said, God save me from that crash so I can kick Pete Davidson's ass. Which, how hyped is Pete Davidson?
He is so hyped and I'm so happy for him. He has worked really hard. He has dated every woman in America to get to the point where Kanye name checks him in a song. And that's all anyone wants, honestly.
I think truly he has to feel like this is it. I did it.
Yeah, like, there's no topping that.
Ariana Grande, nothing. She did name check him in a positive way. I think it's the trifecta. He needed Ariana, a pop star, a rap star, and I have to assume a ballad, and then he's done it. He has peaked in pop culture.
Who's going to write the ballad?
I hope Adele. If they date, I would be so happy. Imagine.
She's way too mature for him.
Imagine if they dated. I'd freaking love it. I did read this thing the other day that was like, Kim Kardashian is really into Pete Davidson. She loves how much he knows about comedy.
Oh my gosh.
How much does that kill you? Like Kim Kardashian being really into comedy.
So happy for her.
I hope it works out. I do, Meg. I don't think
I would love a Kim Kardashian Pete Davidson wedding. Can you imagine the looks they would serve?
I bet they get married on like a basketball court. What? Where's he from? Staten Island? Is it the Nets? Who's his team? The Knicks? I don't know. But I Who bet cares? They get married somewhere like that.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
I will say, Pete, four kids is a lot. Maybe think about it. You're pretty young for four kids. You're pretty young to take on four kids. I just might take a beat.
They might be at the age, though, where they're like autonomous, you know?
I mean, the youngest is like three, like two.
Are they potty trained?
Well, they have nannies. According to Kanye West, the nannies are raising them. Meg, easy. Who's your dream person to date Pete Davidson? Manifest it.
Well, I actually tweeted this week that I don't know that I have a dream person, but he better not come near Ina Garten. Speaking of Ina Garten.
Well, Jeffrey's still around.
I know. That's why I'm saying, like, don't even come near her. Did you see what she responded to Reese Witherspoon?
No, go on.
Okay. Reese Witherspoon on Instagram did like the most obnoxious spawn con. Let me pull it up.
I think I might not like Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, she's the worst.
It's been coming up a lot lately for me that I'm like, I don't know if I like her. She maybe isn't the girl next door.
She maybe, I think she's hard to work with.
I think our first hint that she's not the girl next door was when she got arrested and she kept yelling, do you know who I am?
Yeah. Okay. So I can't find it, but she posted this thing where she's like, This year, I'm going to drink more water. I'm going to wake up and meditate, and I'm going to exercise every day. And Ina was like, so happy for you. I'm not going to do any of those things. I'm going to drink a lot of alcohol, and I'm going to play Sudoku in bed in the morning. It was like the best. She's like, we're in a pandemic. I'm tired of trying.
And you know what? If the Barefoot Contessa is tired, we can all be tired.
We are. You know what? And thank you, Ina, for like speaking truth to power, because I am tired. I don't want anyone telling me I need to drink more water.
I am so happy for that. I will say, this week I bought a treat for myself. I've been saving, and my husband ate his immediately. But what it was, if you don't know yet, I'm very into the Costco bakery. They're killing it. They have a tiramisu. I'm not joking. It's delicious. It's the best tiramisu in Utah.
Okay.
I stand by that. Okay. It's a 2-pound tiramisu cake. I bought one. I wanted to eat a slice, and then I was going to save some. My husband ate his immediately. It's 2 pounds, so we can only have 2 slices a day. And he said, I just read this thing that said, I'm sick of saving treats. I'm eating my treats when I want. And that's his motto for life now. And I think it's probably the right move for 2022.
For the rest of our lives.
Arna Gardner is telling us, stop saving your treats. Eat your treats.
What did you call her?
Ina Gardner. Is that her name?
Garten.
Ina Gardner.
Have you heard of Harry Potter? Wrong podcast.
Have you heard of Harry Potter? So in Harry Potter. Anyway, eat your treats. Do Sudoku.
Eat your treats. Live your life. Play Sudoku.
Keep it to yourself, sis.
I'm going to wake up every morning and do Wordle instead of exercising, because
I'm going to wake up every morning and start list of who I hope Pete Davidson dates.
Same. And we'll and share that list with you.
What if he dates Kendall, a sister?
I would love it.
I would love it. I would live for that.
I think Chloe deserves the happiness, but okay.
But he's Pete Davidson's not marrying anybody yet. All right. I just want to put that out there. Yet.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week. Talk to you soon.